Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Greetings to the AEF and to Uncle Sam's fighting friends in the Allied nations. It's Command Performance time in the USA, time for the American entertainment industry to answer those thousands of letters you write in to your big show. And here's the commanding officer of Command Performance tonight, a dynamic first lady of the American stage and always a leading lady when it comes to being of service to you guys in the service. Your mistress of ceremonies, Miss Tallulah Bankhead.
Thank you, Paul Douglas, and hello, fellas. Your big show is on Command Furlough from Hollywood and getting a royal welcome here in New York City. After all, Command Performance was born in New York, just like a lot of you men over there. And though many of you have a girlfriend waiting for you in towns like Grand Rapids and Peoria and Pocatello and Walla Walla, there's one girl in New York who's carrying the torch for all of you. She's a lady out there in New York Harbor, and she's proud of the way you're standing by. But this is Command Performance, and this is New York. And when these two get together, something big has simply got to happen. And, brother, it starts happening right now. First, for all you boys who follow the hip parade, for Billy at APO 927, and the signal gang at Corozal, and the Marines and the Solomons, your star of the hip parade sending you 12 roses, Miss Joan Edwards.
You say my uncle left a million, and half of it belongs to me. Let us talk about that later. It's important, but love's greater. Right now I'm busy as a bee. I'm in an awful hurry, so don't ask me now to stop. I'm going to place an order in a little flower shop. Give me 12 roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love. He'll be glad to receive them, and I know he'll believe them. That's something we've been talking of. There may be orange blossoms later, kind of think that there will. 'Cause he's done something to me, and my heart won't keep still. Give me 12 roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love. Give me 12 roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love.
Thank you, Joan Edwards. Thank you. And thanks to Dr. Frank Black and the musicians who give their services. Next, men, Command Performance gives you one of our nation's greatest inventors. To cross the white lie and the belly laugh to create a new trend in radio. The genius who translated alphabet soup into Arabic, Esperanto, and vegetable. A full colonel, full of nonsense. Assisted by his aide de stuff, Art Carney. Here he is, boys, the one and only Colonel Soupnagel.
Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my head, Miss Bankhart. Of course, you know Art Carney.
I'm afraid not, Colonel. Is he your protege?
Yes, he's what you said. This boy is going to be famous, Tallulah, not in years to come when he's old and shriveled, but now when he's young and shriveled. Step up, Art, and say hello to Tallulah.
I don't...
Come. Don't stand there talking. Mumble. You see, Tallulah, Art is a bashful young man.
Someone's at the thing, Colonel. I wonder who it is.
Well, it's me, trying to get in to do my impression of Captain Bob Bartlett, the well-known explorer.
Oh, come in.
Sure, and I come to pay you a visit, Stoopnagel. Captain Bartlett of the good ship Morrissey. Remember me in the newsreel?
Why, sure. How are things, Captain?
What did you say?
I said, how's everything?
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. Well, I didn't believe it, Colonel. There's only one way to make sure of a thing, I always say. Find out for yourself. Find out for yourself, I always tell.
Always. Captain Bartlett, maybe you'd better come back here another time. Maybe you're just...
So I went out into the country, I did, leaving me good ship Morrissey tied up to some seaweed. Far out into the country I went, until I saw a big boulder way up on the top of a hill. So up the hill I went, panting and perspiring in the sun. Turn the page. Finally, I got up to the top of the hill, and with all my strength, I managed to push the boulder loose from its foundation.
Loose from its what?
Foundation. Oh, you should have seen it crash down the side of that hill with me chasing it. And finally, it came to rest. So I examined the boulder from stern to stem, but I found no trace of a telegraph code. Not a single dot or dash. And that proved the old saying.
It proved what old saying, Captain Bartlett?
A rolling stone gathers no more. Good day, gentlemen.
Say, that guy is slightly off the proverbial beam, aren't you, Colonel?
Yes, Scotty, I am, isn't he? But I'm glad the old salt just dropped in. He reminded me that I have an amazing story to tell. A saga of the sea.
Oh, comma, boy, period. A saga of the sea.
Yes, and if you spell it backwards, it's a saga of the sog. Imagine, if you will, a foggy night off Cape Cod. A man in a bearded motorboat is making his way over the Bounding Main. In the back seat of the motorboat is his wife, Mrs. Bounding Main. The boat cuts swiftly through the water, and suddenly the fog settles down. And now, here is the rest of the story to tell itself. See if you can piece it together. Did you understand it, Carney?
Yes, I did, Colonel.
Then I guess you weren't listening very carefully. I'll explain it to you. You see, this man planned to do away with his wife, but he made one little mistake. His wife had been shot at many times before, and she was porous. He was plastered. Now, the splash you heard, therefore, was not his wife at all, but a large catfish which had jumped out of the boat to catch a mouse fish.
Yeah, all right. Yes. But how do you explain the scream?
And so, Bounding Main, the sinister oarsman from Cape Cod, is now serving a sentence of from 2 to not more than 1 year in prison, where he has been an inmate since 1905. Now, here is the warden of the prison to say a word or two regarding this desperate criminal. Go ahead, warden.
Thank you. I have been the warden of this here prison for 30 years, and tonight I would like to say... Thank you. I have been the warden of this here prison for 30 years, and tonight I would like to say I have been...
Yes, warden, yes. what would you like to say?
Come back, Humphrey Bogart. We miss you.
Thank you, Colonel Stoopnagel and Art Carney. Well, men, you send letters from New Caledonia which say that being 9,000 miles from New York isn't quite so bad. when you can hear your favorite entertainers on command performance. And be it New Caledonia or Iceland or seven different kinds of Africa and India, there's a world-famous drummer that all of you know. Well, that drummer is with us tonight. And I might add, to the special pleasure of an Englishman at sunny dawn on the Bromwich Road in Worcester, England. And by command of the entire AEF, it's Gene Krupa and Anita O'Day doing drum boogie. Okay, Krupa. Gene Krupa and Anita O'Day. As they say along Park Avenue, brother, that is solid sending. Well, boys, when your big show moved into New York, a special vault was set aside in our huge post office for all the letters you've written asking Jane Froman to sing You Go to My Head. To those of you in Hawaii and the North Atlantic and Caribbean and over there in Egypt who signed those letters, here's the answer. You Go to My Head. I'm Miss Jane Froman.
Jane!
mind is spinning round in my brain, like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea sends a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself, can't you? And it never can be. You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise, like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your arms. No, I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to
thank you, Jane Froman. And now for Private First Class J.H.P. at APO 34, for Private Wilson at APO 957, for K.Z. at Fort Randolph, for Basil, Max, and the boys in the vicinity of Venezuela, and for Frenchie in Libya. Command Performance presents America's great stage comedian in his famous role of the French professor. Boys, here's Willie Howard.
Yeah, my dear pupils of the radio, you know it is very easy to learn how to talk in French, providing you listen to every one of my lessons. Now, if you do in a very short time, believe me, you'll be able to talk as good as I'm talking. But to get the greatest benefit from my lessons, you must secure one of my textbooks entitled French in 10 Easy Lessons or 5 Hard Ones. You can obtain this book, mind you, free of charge, just by I'm very short in this country. By merely sending in your name and address on a postal card or tear off the top of your neighborhood grocer or any facsimile or a stale bagel, anything you got. Although, mind you, although, this book will be sent to you absolutely free of charge, without cost, no money to pay what you have here. There will be a sale tax charge of 94 cents. A little charge of $1, 22 San Henling and Merling, making a total of $2 and 6 cents. With each book I give away free, I also give you a recipe how to clean a chicken. So you wouldn't lose the pipic. Pipic, English translation, gizzard, gizzard. Now, those desirous to get a copy of my book, I have three conveniently located stores. My main store is 800 Pitkin Avenue, Brooklyn. I have another store at 800 Pitkin Avenue, Brooklyn. And for your convenience, I open a new branch at 800 Pitkin Avenue, Brooklyn. All in the same place. Now, the first situation we take up tonight in French conversation, we say you're living in Paris and the landlord comes for the money for the rent. You should tell him in French you haven't got the money with you right now. So you're talking in French like this, gay avec. Gay avec. English translation means go away, go away. If you wish to make it more emphatic, you say to him, gay white avec. Which means come tomorrow, we'll pay you maybe. Then perhaps he's going to say to you in French, but monsieur, I'm very sick. I must have money, must buy me the somme of a docteur, like to buy a scratch sheet. So you're talking French like this, a vous te dire, a vous te dire, a vous te dire, a vous te dire, a vous down south in the land of God. Now perhaps this time he's going to get very angry. You say, if you don't give me the money, I'm going to kick you out. I'll call a gendarme, I'll put you in a Bastille. Bastille is the word for French prison. Because it's made from the best deal you can buy. Forgive me. So you're talking in French like this, so brech à fou, so brech. Which means you'll have no kick coming. This concludes my broad grepsing for tonight. Got to go back to Vichy. Before I'm singeing off, I would like to quote the saying of the great French philosopher, Marc de la Foule de la Fée de l'Conseil-le, en cas de demande-le, en Dieu, puis penchant tout, tout, la mao, la roi, who said, what did he say? Do unto others before they do unto you. And now, my two peoples of radio, I'm desirous to know how you're getting along with your French study song. You will please write me a letter in French. If you can't write a letter, send me a French postal card. Who looks at the writing? Well, I guess that is all. Oui, oui, I got to go now. Oui, oui.
Merci beaucoup, Willie Howard. I listen very well. Gentlemen, Command Performance tonight would like to put in a shortwave call to a fella named Brains at Pearl Harbor. And to the rigor runners at APO 862. We'd like to tell McDonald and the gang in Northern Ireland to be disappointed no longer because we are presenting your favorite quartet. This is great news, too, for the radio boys who wrote from Australia on July the 5th and for Corporal Needle at APO 832, who says the sweetest girl in the world lives in Philadelphia. The big news, men, is the ink spot. Come on out here, ink spot, and give out for the AES.
Yeah, yeah. I love coffee, I love tea, I love the jabber-jabber, and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabber with me, a cover, 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 boy. I love jabber, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot till I'll pour me a shot.
won't slip me a slug from the wonderful mug. I'll cut the rug, till it's snug in the jug. Slice your onion in a raw one, raw one.
Waiter, waiter, percolator, I love coffee, I love tea. I love the jabber, jabber, and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabber and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Boston bees, soy beans, green beans, cabbage and greens. I'm not keen upon a bean, unless it is a cheese soy bean. Boy, I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Jaffa Jive and it loves me. The coffee and the tea and the Jaffa and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Boy, I love Jaffa, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Morto, I'm a coffee fried. Shoot me the pot, turn all the pony and shine. A cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, slip me a slug from any old mug. I'll cut a rug till I'm snug in the jug. Shoot the butter to me, Bessie. Don't get messy.
Waiter, waiter, percolator.
I love coffee. I love tea. I love the Jaffa Jive and it loves me. A coffee and tea and the Jaffa and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Get in the birthday, the birthday. The baba do the day, but do the ding, bang. Shoot the juice to me loose. Cook my goose.
Waiter, waiter, percolator.
I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Jaffa Jive and it loves me.
A coffee and tea and the Jaffa and me. Yeah! A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Boom!
Jaffa Jive, yeah.
Well, fellas, as the Yank Flyer said after that first raid over Germany, that's it for tonight. But we'll be back again. And Command Performance will be back again next week. But right now, we say thanks for the wonderful letter that invited us to your big radio party. One of these days, you'll be back here with us. And on that day, we'll throw a party from New York to San Francisco and from Key West to Seattle. But before then, we have three other parties to throw. The Nazis, the fascists, and the Japs. And after we've thrown them, buddy, we can really celebrate. This is Tallulah Bankhead in New York City, sending all our love from the USA.
Command Performance came to you tonight from New York City. And before returning to the old stamping ground in Hollywood, we'll drop in next week on Uncle Sam's number one city, Washington, D.C. All the stars and musicians appeared tonight in answer to requests from you men in the AEF through the courtesy of the New York War Activities Committee and Local 802 American Federation of Musicians. This is Paul Douglas with a closing quotation. Send those letters to Command Performance, care of the station to which you're listening. Got that, fellas? Send your letters to Command Performance in care of the station to which you're listening. And rain or shine, we'll answer them. And rain or shine over there, buddy. Pour it on, buddy. Pour it on. So long from the USA.